Okay, you're listening to Omer v'Chazara with Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Shabbos, and we are on Samach Tet, tonight's Omer is Samach Tes, Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Samach Ches Amud Beis. Share tonight is Le'ilei Nishmas Yosef Yoshua ben Yisrael, on his Shoshin Neshama Shehav Aliyah. The Daf Simon for Samach Tes, it's going to be something related to soot. It might be a chimney or a chimney sweep. We'll have to be ma'ayan once we get all 3 points of the dot. But I'll point out there's going to be one of those points is going to be on tonight's amud. So and then Sunday night, Mirtz Hashem, we'll do the other 2 points and we'll collect the full simon. But I'll just give you a heads up so you have in your head that when you look at Samach Tes, you're thinking soot. That's going to be the simon, and we're going to start at the bottom of Samach Ches Amud Beis, which is the Schach, the Simon of Schach and Klal Gadol, as we just mentioned. Okay, so tonight we're gonna try to figure out the Shita of Munbaz. Now we mentioned that Munbaz had a conversation with Rabbi Akiva, and he compared a shogig to a mezid. He said just like a shogig. So amazed it has idea. So does a shogig have idea? So Rabbi Akiva says, "Oh yeah, okay, fine." So just if you want to make you want to compare these two, then just like a shogig has, just like amazed it has idea b'shas ma'isa. So does a shogig have idea b'shas ma'isa? And Munbaz says, "Yeah, you're right." And Rabbi Akiva says, "What are you talking about? That's not a shogig. I was kidding. That can't be. I was showing why your shita doesn't make sense." But Munbaz actually maintains that, like the impression we had yesterday after you finished the price. Okay, it's fine. So like, you know, but okay, Munbaz got the point eventually. But he actually maintains his shita, and there are those who hold like him. So then the Gemara proceeded to explain based on a pasuk Munbaz's shita. And it's a hekesh and a pasuk. The pasuk says, right? So my time at the Munbaz will start. We did this last night, but I think it makes sense to start here also. So my time at the Munbaz, 6 lines from the bottom. Dechsiv Torah achas yelachem lo osa b'shkaga. The pasuk says there's one Torah for you for he who does an act b'shogeg. V'samich lein, right next to it says v'hanefesh asher dasa b'yad rama, that someone acts high handedly. Meaning b'mezid, heki shogig l'mezid, ma mezid shayi sal yidia af shogig shayi sal yidia. So we know that there's a yidia for shogig, yidia for mezid. Rabbanan hay torachas my avdile. So what do they use this pasuk for? The Rabbanan know about this hekish. How do they understand it? So mibaye le lid chinamikre le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi libre. So they need it to teach for this lesson in Krai in Psukim that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught to his son, and this is the teaching, right? So Torah achas yelachem loose b'shkaga v'ksiv v'sis tishku v'lo sasu is called mitzvos ha'ela, and then it says after that that you should not, and it says that you shouldn't, or that v'chis tishku, when somebody does a shogeg, and he doesn't do all the mitzvos in the Torah, and what that means, when we use that, that's like a code. When we say, doesn't do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So, V'yalfinan, Rashi says, V'yalfinan behorios, Meseches horios, we learn, Zu avodah zarah. What does it mean? He didn't do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So we mean, avodah zarah, Shehi shekula kikol mitzvahs, V'ksiv Torah achas, kol Torah b'mashma. So, when we say, this is okay. So backing up a little bit, the Chazal say in a few places that if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, it's as if they violated the entire Torah. Where on the other hand, the other Mamar Chazal say if someone who keeps Shabbos, it's as if he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. But if someone worships Avodah Zarah, it's as if he violated it. And it makes sense, right? The gravity of the Avera of Avodah Zarah is the exact opposite of Avodah Hashem, right? You have Anochi Hashem Akecha, Lo Yalechem Achim Apanai. They're exact opposites. Every mitzvah is to bring us closer, and every mitzvah is the main point is we are connected to Hashem. When you're worshiping Avodah Zarah, you're completely undoing every single mitzvah. So it's as if you violated all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And therefore, when the Torah says eskol, someone los asu eskol mitzvos, that somebody doesn't do all the mitzvos. So that we mean a mitzvah, an avera that weighs all the mitzvos in the Torah, and that would be avodah zarah. And says Rashi, v'ksiv Torah achas kol Torah b'mashma, and it says that the whole kol Torah that it's all one Torah, meaning that avodah zarah is going to be the binyan av, and we're going to derive things from avodah zarah, in particular regarding shogeg. Right, so he's the source of this call mitzvah Eila of the Ksiv Vahanefesh Shirtase Biad Ramah, and it says that a person who acts Biad Ramah b'mezid, so Hukshu Kulam Lavodah Zarah, all of these are compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma Lahalon Davar Shachayiv Mazon Akaris V'Shigag Asal Chatos, just like we know that by Avodah Zarah, somebody who does it the avodah zarah is an avera that if you do it b'mezid you're chayv kares, and if you do it b'shogeg you're chayv chatas. So we learn from here that's the binyan for everything. Kol davar shechayv and azdono. So we know anything else that you're chayv kares for if you do b'mezid azdono kares v'ashogeg so chatas. So we learn. So that they use that juxtaposition. They use that hekesh to teach this principle that you should learn all cases of Korban Chatas from Avodah Zarah, just like Avodah Zarah, it's only Zdona Kares that should go so as Chatas, so too all mitzvos, which are comparable to Avodah Zarah based on this pasuk. Right, because it connects Avodah Zarah to all mitzvos, and it connects the Mezid and Shogeg. Okay. The Elamunbaz, Shagogam b'mai. So, but back to, let's try to understand Munbaz. So, what is a shogeg for him? Right? If Munbaz says that even b'shas maisa he has yediyah, he knows what he's doing. B'shas maisa. What? There's a concept of shogeg. The Torah says shogeg. Rashi says shogeg. Hogabichach the shagogah ksiv, says Rashi. There's a shkaga, but he says that even yediyah b'shas maisa. So what is that? How does that make sense? So kigon sheshagag b'karban, he made a mistake in the karban. Meaning, Rashi says yediyah shechayiv al zdono kares, aval in yediyah shechayiv al leachatas. You know what he didn't know? He didn't know that shogeg violation of Shabbos is a chatas. You bring a chatas. He said, I know Shabbos. I know Hilchos Shabbos. I know all the details of each malacha and each av and tolda. And I know that the punishment is kares and maybe skila. I know that. The one thing I didn't know is that if you do it b'shogeg, it's a chatas. So that's the one thing he didn't know. That's enough to make it a shogeg. So it's confusing and it's so counterintuitive that someone by says. He says that's what makes it a shogeg. What's considered a shogeg? It's considered a shogeg even if he knows in the moment, but he just doesn't know about the chatas. That's enough to call it a shogeg.
He knows that if he took b'mezid, chayv kares, and he did it b'mezid.
He did it b'mezid.
He did it willfully, yeah. Knowing that a willful transgression results in chayv kares. So it really should be chayv kares.
But he didn't know.
No, because he didn't know the entire picture. That if he did it on, a lesser degree of shogeg, it's kind of like,
yeah,
scenario. What came first?
Why do you assume he knows?
What would be a shogeg? You know, if you did know that there would be such a thing as a chatos, then what is the definition of shogeg? There has to be now two separate categories of shogeg.
So shogeg is only if you know, if you didn't know that if you didn't know that you'd bring a chatos, then you would bring a chatos.
Then that's a paradox. You should never be chayv chatos.
No, because why do you assume you're
willful? Because the only time you would then have to bring the chatos
is because now, yeah.
Because is because by not knowing. Wait, but then, you know, if you're willful, you're chayv kares. But But the Torah carves out its exception if you didn't realize it was a chatos. If you did b'shogeg, what is b'shogeg? You didn't realize it was a chatos.
Right.
What?
Right.
It's a paradox.
It's it's...
So there really isn't a thing with b'shogeg. That's strange. It's like,
that's what he's saying. That this is what's considered b'shogeg. I mean, like, right? Because if he... Let's say he forgot... Well... let's say he forgot it was Shabbos right now. Let's say he forgot it was Shabbos. What would Munbah say? Would Munbah call that? And Munbah would probably agree that that's a shogeg. Meaning he believes in a case of shogeg. Right, if I forgot it was Shabbos, and I violate Malacha, Munbas would say that's a shogeg, and you would bring a chatas for that. We're saying in the case where he knows b'shas maisa, how could that still be shogeg?
Well, now if we're saying that, if I'm misappropriating those who have to, that there are additional scenarios that would qualify as a shogeg.
It could be I didn't express it clearly the first time. When we're saying where is the shogeg, we're saying where is the shogeg where there's yediyah b'shas maisa.
So multiple scenarios of shogeg.
Meaning Munbaz doesn't reject every case in our Mishnah where there's a shogeg, right? Munbaz just agreed with Rabbi Akiva and he said, yeah, you're right. There's Yediyah B'Shas Maisa also is a shogeg.
Okay, so in other words, just we're clear. So in other words, not just where there's a lacking of Yediyah B'Shas Maisa that it's a shogeg. Even where there's Yediyah B'Shas Maisa, it could still be a shogeg if he's not aware of the full Torah of that malacha.
Yeah. And even if it's just in the chatas. Because we're going to see what the other shita is. In a moment. Okay. So ve'ela munbaz b'shogeg kigon shagag b'karban, where he is shogeg b'karban. V'rabbanan shigagas karban lo shema shagag. The Rabbanan say that shigagas karban is not called shogeg. Right, that if there is a that's not considered, you know, that just because you don't know the carbon you bring, that doesn't detract from the fact from what you're doing and your awareness of what you're doing. Right, the Rabbanan shkagga mai. So, what do the Rabbanan call a shogeg in this situation, like where there's some level of yediyah? So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Kevan sheshogag bekares afal pi shehezid belav. So it's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that if the shogig is in the kares, but the lav is done bemezid, meaning he is fully aware of what he's doing. He knows the action that he's doing, and he knows that it's a lav. He knows it's usher. But he's shogeg in the gravity of it. He didn't realize there was kares. He didn't realize it's a death penalty. V'reish lakish amar, asha yishkog belav, v'kares. Until you know that it's that there's a what the shogeg is. If there's a lav that you have to know about the you were not aware of the lav or the kares. You didn't even know it was usher. You need to be unaware of both of those for it to be shogeg, right? So, and we're gonna explain these shitas momentarily, but they're saying that there's a discussion of the punishment might be a critical piece of awareness. And again, we're not saying we're saying who's gonna bring a chatas, right? Otherwise, they don't bring chatas. We're not talking about giving them skila, because if there's no hasra and he doesn't know that is death penalty, he doesn't know what the punishment. Then that's not proper hasra. That's not a warning. However, we're trying to determine if the act itself is considered shogeg to bring a chatas, and so we need, in order for it to be considered a shogeg, according to Rabbi Yochanan, He needs to not know. The shogig has to be regarding the, or even if the shogig is just in the punishment alone, he doesn't know the punishment, as opposed to Reish Lakish, who says that he's only chayv achatas if he didn't know that both, that he didn't know the punishment and that it was even usher in the first place. So Amar Rava, my time de Reb Shimon Lakish. So Rava says, what's the reason for Reb Shimon Lakish? Now Tosos over here, we'll just say it outside because it's getting a little late. So it says that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is based on the pasuk saying, connecting the is it the kares, right? This the pasuk we mentioned. I think it connects the kares to the shogeg, so there's the shogeg in whether it's kares or not. I think that's what it is. But over here we have to understand Reish Lakish. How does Reish Lakish understand that even the lav needs to be shogeg, that he has to not be aware that what he's doing is aser? So my time of Reish Lakish, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Asher lo sa'asena bishgaga v'ashem. That right, so it says that things that right, talk about some shogeg, something that he should not do, bishgaga v'ashem. And he's there's going to be guilt there. So Ashi Yishkog Balav, right? It connects the Lo Sa'asena to the Bishkaga. So it indicates that the Shogeg is on the Lo Sa'asena. It's not enough just that the Shogeg is regarding the Kares. That it's, I wasn't aware of the punishment. It's saying that, no, it has to be Lo Sa'asena also. That the Shogeg is in that he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what he was doing was usher. So that's what Reish Lakish says over here. V'Rabbi Yochanan, hi, krod Reb Shimon ben Lakish, my avid lay. What does Rabbi Yochanan use this teaching for? This emphasis on lo sa'asena of Chicago, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan, my avid lay, Rabbi Ba'ilei, he needs it for the following teaching. L'chidatanya, for that which we learned in the Braisa, me'ama aretz, parat lemumar. So over here, it's regarding regarding shogeg. It says from the am haaretz. So the lashon of me am haaretz is like an exclusion, and it comes to exclude a mumar. A mumar is a rebel, somebody who denies Torah and mitzvos. And this person, I just want to see if remember if Rashi has a good working definition over here of mumar. I don't see it. But this mumar does not bring a chatas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Asher Lo Sa'asena Bishkaga Va'ashem. Right, so the pasuk says that something that he does not do, that he should not do, Bishogeg, and it's done Bishogeg Va'ashem. So, and therefore he brings a carbon chatas. So this teaches us Hashav Miyadiyaso Mevi Karban. Somebody who would retract his action, draw back, hold back from doing the action from his yediya that it was aser, mevi karban. Meaning, who brings the karban? Only somebody that had he known what he was doing, he wouldn't have done it. Only he brings a karban. Mevi karban al shugaso. Lo shav mi yediyaso, like a mumar, who even if he had the yediya, he wouldn't retract, meaning, yeah, technically right now he's doing it b'mezid. Sorry, b'shogeg, right? He has chelev, and he's eating it b'shogeg. He didn't know it was chelev. But had you informed him, he would have said, oh, geshmak, I'm violating an isser too. So that guy does not bring one. Al-shugaso lo shav mi'idiyaso, eno mevi karban al-shugaso. And where do we learn that? From lo se'asena b'shkaga v'ashem. So this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan, this teaching that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish uses for his klal, that the shogeg has to be in the lav, not just the kares. He needs to also not be aware that something is aser from lo sa'asena b'shkaga v'ha'ashem, and Rabbi Yochanan what does he do with that pasuk? He uses that pasuk the way that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar uses the pasuk, which is that it teaches us that a mumar does not bring a karma chatas, even if it violates something b'shogeg. A mumar who acts b'shogeg doesn't bring a chatas, because had he not been shogeg, he would still have done it. Okay. Tanan. We're not, it looks like we're done with the conversation. We're not. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Avos Malachos Arbaim Chaser Achas V'Havinan Ba. So later on Ayin Gimel, this is one of the exciting points of, one of the many exciting points of Parakla Gadol. We're going to learn about the 40 minus 1 Malachos, meaning 39 Malachos. And V'Havinan Ba, we're going to ask over there, we're going to discuss over there, Minyan Alamali, why do I need the count, right? Don't tell me there are 39 Malachos. Just list them, and I'll count them. I'll figure it out. The Gemara responds there, because if you did all of them in one helem, and if it was hidden from you in one moment, that you know, all these malachos, then you would be chaya for each one. So, hechi mishkach esla. So, how do we find such a case? Let's try to play that out. Bizadon Shabbos v'shkagas malachos. It must be where the zadon was regarding Shabbos, meaning he was fully aware it was Shabbos and what that entails, and v'shkagas malachos, and he had a shogeg regarding the malachos, meaning he forgot. Oh, I forgot Zerah was Usher. I forgot Kotzer was Usher. I forgot Choresh was. I forgot these malachos were Usher. But he must have known it was Shabbos, right? Must be that, because if he forgot it was Shabbos, remember from the Mishnah, the Mishnah on in Samach Zion, right? If he forgot it was Shabbos overall, how many chatas would he bring?
Just one.
Right, because it was Iker Shabbos or that Hayom Shabbos, he would bring one Chatzari Shabbos. So the fact that he's bringing for every single malacha indicates that his shogeg is not in that it's Zadom Shabbos, but the shogeg is in the malachos themselves. So let's see if that works for everybody. So Bishlam of the Rabbi Yochanan, that works out for Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Kevan Sheshogeg Bakares Afapi Shehezid Balav, because Rabbi Yochanan says, well, how does that make sense? Well, it's a case where, what was the shogeg? We said the shogeg in the malachos, he was the shogeg that there's kares for the malachos. But he knew there was mazid, and not just that he knew it was Shabbos, he knew the lav he was doing was usher. We'll see why that has to be. Because from the case that seems to not work out. Ella writes, "Shavavisha hezid belav mishkachasla." So he has such a case. Kigon diyadalash l'Shabbos, where he knew it was Shabbos. Diyadalah l'Shabbos belav. Ella Reish Lakish, however, but Reb Shimon ben Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, da'amar ache yishkog belav ubekares. He says that what's the definition of shogeg? Where you need there was a shogeg in both kares and the lav, meaning he didn't know that these things were usher. So now we have a problem. But my, what's the case over here? Because let's play it out. So we're saying that he knows, according to Reish Lakish, in order for it to be shogeg, he must know that it's usher. But if there's shogeg in all 39 malachos, because he doesn't know the halachas of 39 malachos, then he doesn't know a single iser deraisa of Shabbos.
And it should only be one chakas.
So it would only be one chakas, because that's forgetting, that's not knowing Iker Shabbos. You don't know Iker Shabbos. If you can't tell me that a single one of the 39 malachos, because we said he's chayiv for all 39. So how could you be chayiv for all 39, and they were all b'shogeg, and your definition of b'shogeg is not knowing the iser is an iser? You didn't know Shabbos, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says no. He knows Shabbos. He's holding in Shabbos. The shogeg is in the punishment. He didn't know kares. So don't tell. It's not a case he doesn't know Shabbos, but according to Reish Lakish, this guy, it doesn't make sense because this guy doesn't know Shabbos. He doesn't know any Isser of Shabbos. Clearly, shogig for eat because he says shogig is belav. I don't know the lav, and he has to bring 39 of them. That means he doesn't know a single one of the 39 Isurei Melacha of Shabbos. So it doesn't make sense. But then that would mean that he doesn't know Shabbos at all, and then he should only bring one chatas. So Reish Lakish's case doesn't make sense. So b'mai, so what's the shogig? What's the case? What does he know? So Diadia says the Gemara, Diadia betchumen. No. He knows about an Isser of Shabbos, an Isser d'oraisa of Shabbos. It's a dispute of his d'oraisa. An Isser d'oraisa of Shabbos, that is not one of the 39 melachos. This is the Isser of Tchumen, which is to go beyond a certain distance, 2,000 amos, on Shabbos. And that is, and the says, Valibid Rabbi Akiva. And this is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, who holds indeed that it's Deraisa. The Chacham disagree. They say, no, it's a Derabanan. But he says it's Deraisa. I believe it's in Parshas Beshalach, regarding the Mun, that's where we derive it from. If it's a Deraisa, I don't know, it might be a Smachta there. But the Gemara and Sota discusses this. So what we just did is that we said, listen, Reish Lakish would need to hold that our Mishnah, or at least that Mishnah, is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Because over there, in order for Reish Lakish to get a case of a shogeg bilav for all 39 malachos, and he's going to bring 39 chatos, or kabanos chatos, in order for that to happen, he needs to have known about the Isser of Tchumen. And then it could work out. So Reish Lakish is backed up into choosing the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and that's okay. That's doable. Now it's just interesting that we're saying what we said was that if he doesn't know the 39 melachos, he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. He doesn't know Iker Shabbos. Does anybody have any other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's positive parts of Shabbos as well.
Right, right.
Do Kiddush. You know?
Right. So when you go to Tosos, Diadol Tchumen, so he doesn't even ask that. There's Tema Lari, Demai Lo Kamar Diadol Shabbos O Shabbos Basay. But what is he saying? Dichsiv Ubayom Hashvi Tishvos V'Gomer. V'Ksiv Nam Yushmartem Es Shabbos. He says, well, maybe he knows the Asay of Shabbos, which is to rest. He didn't even go to Kiddush and Havdalah according to the Rambam. He went to the Isser, right, the Issers that are found through Naseh. So yeah, he doesn't know Zoreah Chotzer, Choresh Chotzer, Ma'am or Dash. He doesn't know that, but he might know Tishbos, that you're supposed to rest on the Shabbos. So it's like what Kiddush, Havdalah, Oneg Shabbos. I mean, okay, so Oneg is debatable if it's Deraisa. It might be Havdalah is debatable, Kiddush. But it must be that when we say that there are two components to Shabbos, that Iker Shabbos requires an understanding of Shamor V'Zachor. And without that Shamor, you're missing a key component. You know, sometimes we try to figure out what it is. You know, sometimes it might feel like on Shabbos, the los assays are to prevent all the distractions so we can focus on the assays, which is the Chor Shem Shabbos Kacho. But it could also be that the essence of Shabbos itself is holding back from Malacha, because when we hold back from Malacha, that's when we declare, this is your world, Hashem, not mine. And therefore, I want to do, I want to build, I want to do, I want to create, I want to construct, but if I do that all 7 days of the week, every single day of my life, so I will start to think that I am the creator. And therefore, in order to remind myself that there is one true creator, so I have to hold back one day of the week. But so the los assays of Shabbos are not just to remove distractions so I can focus on the assays, but it itself, the refraining from doing malacha itself, is the testament to our belief that God is the creator of the world, and that is Iker Shabbos. And if you think, oh, I know Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos, Kiddush, Havdalah, Cholent, Geshmak, and you don't realize that at least one prohibition, there's one thing where you step back and say, this is God's world, not mine, then you do not know Iker Shabbos. Okay, Let's move on. We're gonna shift a little bit into other areas of halacha, but related discussions. So we have these two from Savliva Rabbi Kiva. Okay. So Mantan Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Oh, so yeah. So one more brisa of Hilchos Shabbos. So who's the Tana of the following brisa? Tana Rabbanan Shogeg Bazeh Bazeh Zehu Shogeg Hamor Batorah. Somebody who makes a mistake regarding this and that, which is that he doesn't realize that it's Shabbos and he doesn't realize that what he's doing is Usher. So that's classic shogeg. That's textbook shogeg. That's mentioned in the Torah. Hazed bezev is somebody who knew that it was Shabbos and he knew that the action he was doing is usher. That is zuhi mazed homer b'Torah. That's textbook mazed. Shogeg b'Shabbos v'hazed b'malachos. Shogeg b'malachos v'hazed b'Shabbos. Right, he knew one thing, not the other, or the other, not the other, not the one thing. Oshamar yodei anisha malacha zoa sora. Or somebody who doesn't know about the carbon. He knows about the iser, but he doesn't know about whether there's a carbon chatas for shogeg. So chayiv. That is chayiv. So kiman, whom is this in accordance with? Kimunbaz. This is the shita of Munbaz. This brisa would seem to be the shita of Munbaz, who will give that that extension. Of definition of a shogeg to include even somebody who just doesn't know about the chatas. Okay. Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim B'Shuos Bitoy. Everybody agrees regarding Shuos Bitoy. Shuos Bitoy is somebody who takes a Shuos, swears to do something or that something was, and he violated it, was false, or he violated it. So the halacha is She'in Chayvin Aleha Karban She'ishkog Belav ad sheyishkog shelav belav sheba. That everybody agrees that he's only chayiv for a shogeg over here, if the shogeg was in the lav, meaning he didn't know that the action he was doing was usser. But if he didn't know about the punishment, meaning right, so the lav as opposed to kares or whatever the punishment is. But if he didn't know about the punishment for a mazid situation, I think this is a malchus maybe. If he didn't know the punishment of the of the, so I guess I would be okay because I don't know the punishment. Dafka not. So so it doesn't help me that I don't know the punishment. If you don't know the punishment, that's not going to be enough to consider your shogeg. Only if you don't know belav that the action you're doing is usher. So this hakol modim man, who's the hakol modim? Everybody agrees. Meaning, so the answer is everybody. Yeah. But it means that this would seem to fit in with something we were saying before. Reish Lakish's shita was the shita that was the shita that in order for it to be shogeg, it needs to be shogeg belav bekares. And if it was just Bekares, that's not enough for it to be shogeg. So we say over here, hakol modim, that you would need the shogeg in the lav in order for it to be considered shogeg. So man, who is it? Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who before, previously, he said that belav or Bekares, either one, will make you a shogeg. So over here, he would agree that if it's not shogeg belav, it's not shogeg. He's not chayav chatas. So pshita, isn't that obvious? No, kikam Rabbi Yochanan hecha deika kares. No, when does Rabbi Yochanan say what he was saying before? When does Rabbi Yochanan say what he was saying before? Deika kares. When the punishment is kares, so that's when he considers not knowing about the kares being a shogeg. Avahacha deleka kares, lo sochadas, lo sochadechmina, right? That, however, over here, if he doesn't know about, over here, where we're not talking about a case of kares, lo, he wouldn't hold this. So, it's pretty obvious that Rabbi Yochanan would agree with Reish Lakish. And then we had the opinion of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and they argued over there. But we're saying, Rabbi Yochanan will actually agree. Kolmon, he'll actually agree with Reish Lakish here. We're saying, well, of course he'll agree here. This is not a case of kares. So why would he say what he says there? When there's kares plays a big factor. So you're going to need to shogig, and even just the kares makes a shogig. But why would he say that over here in a case without kares? So it's obvious Rabbi Yochanan would agree here. So we say, Salman Atakmina, I would have thought to say, Hovil v'chayiv korban chidishu, debechol Torah kula lo asherchan, lav demaisele korban. So over here there's a big chidish, right? There's a chidish in our case, because Dechol Torah Kula Lo Ashulchan Lav Demaisei Lei Karban, because we don't find an iser where there is a karban, v'hocha maisi karban, or karban without kares. So what's unique by Shua's Bitui is that there is no iser kares, yet the violation of it is a shogeg. Sorry, the violation of it b'shogeg is a chatas. In general, they go together, as we saw earlier on the Talmud, right? Zdono kares, shkagos okatas. And over here, we say shkagos okatas, even though there's no zadon kares. So there's a big chiddush in this halacha. So I would have said, so lav maisi le karban, v'hacha maisi shagag v'karban nami lechayev. And I would think, so over here, that he also be chayiv because it's like a chiddush in this case of kares, therefore he should therefore that would be enough. Shogig in the kares would be enough to make it shogig and chayiv chatas. Kamash milan, no. Comes Abaye, right? Abaye was it who taught that a kol modim, that you might think that Rabbi Yochanan would maintain his position that in order to be shogeg, even if it's just shogeg in the whether there's kares or not, or shogeg in the punishment, that would be enough to make it a shogeg. You might think he would maintain that over here because there's the punishment is a big deal, because over here it's a chiddush that shogeg sochatas, but the mazid is not kares. Kamash Milan, no. He actually agrees to Reish Lakish over here, and then when it comes to Shvuas Bitui violating a swear, that over there, what's considered a shogeg? Only a shogeg belav, in that you didn't know what you're doing was usher, but not shogeg in the punishment. Now we'll hold it here for the Almud. Again, the Samach Tes, the Simon is going to be related to Sut, and the point that he's going to discuss. What is considered the shogeg rabbanon, just the machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about what is considered a shogeg. Is it shogeg be kares or shogeg belav be kares?